Well, of course, you're going to be entering your fourth year, senior or fifth year senior, potentially fourth year starter for K-State. And I guess what's it been like transitioning from Colin Klein last 2 years now to Jake Waters full time for his second year?
It's quite a bit of a different change. Obviously, because you got two different very very different styles of players. Colin, great guy, humble, great athlete. I mean, there's a lot of great things you can say, and the same about Jake. Great guy, great athlete, different styles of play, but at the end of the day, we have to block the same style of offense. Coach wants to run that offense, and that's what we got to block.
A lot of excitement after how you guys finished the year winning that game against Michigan. What was it like playing a so-called football blue blood like Michigan and beating him and dominating him like you guys did?
That whole entire week when we were down in Phoenix, everybody was focused. It was the most focused and most driven team that we had been for a bowl game. And going up against, a huge name for college football like Michigan is a huge opportunity. There's the first bowl win, for 11 years. It meant a lot. Coach was fired up. Everybody was ready to play that game. And so we went out there and we put a complete game together. It wasn't, like everybody says, it wasn't a thumping. Michigan played a very sound game. We just executed better. We didn't make as many mistakes, and we were able to execute better. And that's what the score ended up showing.
This is your final go-around. You've been the leader on the offensive line the last couple of years. And I guess kind of where the expectations going into this season?
My expectations, they stay the same. I want guys to work hard. I want them to be the best that they can be. I want them to work as hard as they can to be better than they were the day before, just to help this team improve. As long as they're loyal to the team and what we're trying to achieve as a whole, as a family, as a brotherhood, I have no problems. I'm going to be there, and we're pushing guys, we're pushing myself just to make this team better. If we improve, it's going to be truly special, and I'll take whatever comes.
Of course, you got a highlighted non-conference game at home on that Thursday night against Auburn, and that's going to be kind of exciting to play a Thursday night game, national TV primetime, against a national runner-up.
Auburn's a great football team. They have been, the last 5 or 6 years. SEC's been a power conference. These guys, they know how to play football, and they are very physical. They're very big. They're gonna bring a great game, and so we've got to work hard. We've got to prepare over the summer. First we got Stephen F. Austin and Iowa State, and then we'll really focus in on Auburn because we can't overlook those first two opponents. But Auburn, great football team. I'm gonna love the opportunity. It's gonna be a great experience.
And how about being on the Remington watch list?
Yeah. Being on the watch list 3 years in a row, it's a huge blessing, but I don't pay attention to that stuff. I'm just a cog in the machine for K-State. I want to help this team get better. If I get some recognition and awards along the way, that's just to show what me and my teammates have accomplished. It's never truly one person by themselves. So very fortunate, very blessed to be where I'm at, and I just want this team to do as good as we can.
Of course, one of your teammates is from right here in Scott City, Luke Hayes, and you guys are right on the same line, part together. How's he been developing coming into that spring semester?
Luke's been developing pretty fast in context to everybody else. He's been working his tail off. He's been doing a lot of great things. He's going to give himself an opportunity to be a starter come camp. So it just depends on how well he executes, how well he plays. But I have no problem believing that Luke is going to be in a position to be a starter. He's going to have opportunities. He's a great guy. He works hard. He's something special.